Welcome to What Does It Mean to Be Human? I'm Omotai.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Paola.
I'm Deborah.
In this second episode, we'll be discussing Wise Blood by Flannery O'Connor and Pedro Paramo by Juan Rulfo.
Wise Blood is a tale of redemption, retribution, false prophets, blindness, and wisdom, which gives one of the most riveting characters in American fiction.
Pedro Paramo is a novel which moves through a concept of magical realism and explores the themes of human nature.
The common themes found between each novel is religion, perspective, destiny, existentialism, murder, alienation, sin, pity of humanity.
Okay, putting both books together, how does the idea of existentialism and religion connect with the individual characters? How do they make a human being?
So an example of existentialism in Wise Blood would be his choice to follow sin or follow his religion or to just completely forget about it. But his emphasis on that sin isn't real and sin isn't true is kind of ironic considering he tries to disprove sin by sinning and by doing bad things, or what is presumed bad.
And in Pedro Paramo, an example of existentialism is like Pedro having the free will to like do whatever he wants, but like his people doesn't have like the free will because they have to like follow the rules of the place and like basically do whatever he asks them to do. And like he keep committing sins and keep asking the prophet.
Both Hazel from Wise Blood and Pedro from Pedro Paramo exercise their acts of free will.
So how can you synthesize and connect that with the idea of sin? And can sin be forgiven and pitied?
Well, in Pedro Paramo, there was this only one character that believed in hell. And she didn't believe she was going to go to heaven, but she really didn't do anything in the book. But she was still like, oh, I'm going to go to hell anyway, so I don't want you to, you know, make the first communion.
Yeah. She kind of didn't even believe there was a heaven existing because the town was so full of sin and people didn't know anything but sin. And she didn't think it could be forgiven.
There are like some sins that could be forgiven, but it like depends on what type of sin you make. And there are some that couldn't be forgiven, like killing people and all of that. Like Pedro like kills a lot of people, but he doesn't really care. And like when his son died, he like felt the pain that, oh yeah, someone else is like killed my son. Well, when he's like killing other people's child, he doesn't really care. And I don't think killing like that could be forgiven, so. No.
Well, he cared for his lover, so.
Right. Well, just because you love someone doesn't mean like you should kill from love. You should like talk to the person and like saying, okay, yeah, I love you and all of that, but like just killing doesn't really make sense.
So would he just be heartbroken instead of?
Yeah, that's better. Right.
So what you're saying is that like sin is a sin no matter if it's big or small? Or,
yeah.
Okay. Because in Wise Blood, Hazel kind of had that philosophy when he was choosing like what to do and what to believe in and what not to believe in. Like he just kind of put everything that was like bad or like against normal like Christian rules into a bag and kind of was like, this is sin, so like this is what I'm going to do. And like sin doesn't matter, and he kind of just talked about it in a whole, or like as a whole.
Yeah, in Pedro Paramo also, like when people like sin, they always have to like beg for forgiveness, but they keep sinning, and like the priest always make them like do the communion thing, like beg God for forgiveness basically. But like when it comes to Suzanne, she doesn't really want to like beg God or all of that. She just like thinks, I guess I do what is bad. And I'm going to hell for it, so, yeah.
But when you say that, like, all sin is bad and all of that, like, is a little, like, white lie, like, does that count as that? Because lying is a sin. but like, should that be put in the same category as like murder?
No, that should not be put, because it depends on like what type of lie you make, even though like all lies are sins. So
you're like sinister, but it's like still like a different type of category compared to like murder and like
lying.
Everything. Yeah, like it's kind of like when you sentence somebody to jail, it's like you're not going to sentence the same person like for, you know.
Yeah,
but you should still be punished for lying.
If I tell you like, oh, I didn't kill your cat, like somebody else killed your cat, like I'm gonna punish you for killing the cat, like what the heck. But with Hazel, he's a lot like that. Like he was saying like, oh, sin isn't real, like religion isn't real, but then he'd literally go on to say, well, I'm a sin just to prove that sin isn't real. And so he had that bag of sin, like Jordan was saying, but it's like he didn't really believe in it, and he's all messed up.
Yeah, yours kind of embraces religion, ours kind of mocks it.
Yeah.
You know, the priest, he was even a sinner himself. He was over there, you know, molesting girls or doing something else.
Yeah. I mean, he, like, the Hazel, he was with the prostitute, but she wasn't, like, his, like, girlfriend or anything. So he literally went out searching for a prostitute just to prove that sin doesn't exist.
So, how did these ideas of sin define the human?
Yeah, how does sinning compare to the first episode where we talked about right and wrong? If people know that lying is a sin, then why do they still continue to do it outward? They know what right and wrong is.
Like we said, there's like white lies, like you lie to protect someone else. And there is like no one to just lie, just like, because you did something bad.
Yeah, I think as a human, they just want to feel like they have all the power, and like they, like they're their own individual, so they go and try to make their own religion, their own beliefs, and try to prove that they're right compared to everybody else.
Well, I think when you sin, you're kind of expressing like your right to free will, and your right to make your own choices and decisions, and you know, existentialism kind of defines being human, because you have, you know, the ability to rationalize and pick and choose whatever you want to do or say or believe in.
See, there's this different idea. I feel like people need to feel structured, so they pick a religion, they choose to follow the laws, and that determines a lot of the things they do and what they think of right and wrong. So
it kind of gives them an influence, a kind of structure for their thought process.
Right, but they manipulate it to justify the actions they do, even if it's right or wrong in their perspective.
So this is a wrap for the second episode on what does it mean to be human.